this?
I think we're going to complete this report we're making this morning, finish preparation of it. I went over it with Bob and with Dean last night, and we're classifying it very highly, sort of way in the nature of a report to you, and we're also putting a special classification on it to keep it quite secret so that you can use it as you want. But on the whole, I think that we've come out with an agreed report that indicates that we ought to perform these missions in a somewhat different fashion in the future, that we probably shouldn't send them into waters of this kind without protection and so forth. I wondered if you would like me to come over for 5 or 10 minutes and just run through it before we finally put it to bed.
I sure would. I had two folks that I kind of wanted to, because they'll have to live with it some, to talk to you before you all really got it down finally, because I'm afraid that it'll be like the Gaither report. Somebody in some department looks at it, will leak it. I thought that these folks would be my best defense if you're in Europe or some other place when we call you for help. And I wondered if you would mind spending 10 minutes with Taylor and Clark together.
Sure.
Because they had gone out and done a lot of things for us. They'll both be here. Max is testifying that from time to time. He was on the Bay of Pigs thing. He has a background. He's on that intelligence board. Clark is chairman of it. And Clark has to kind of do what you used to do, oppose, put in the no vote sometimes. So I don't think everything's love and peaches and cream. If you would do that, then come right on in. Marvin Watson will open the door anytime you're ready. You can bring them, or you can just come by yourself and tell me, just tell them I'd like to have a little reaction from them and any suggestions they have, because Rivers is already refusing to hear Bob up there on his valedictory, and we've got the Thurmans and the Rivers and these wild men that want to blow up a city, and I've just got to have Clark handle some of those, and Taylor will have to give them a little touch. So if you'll talk to them, I'll tell Marvin now to give me an hour or two's notice, and we'll bust up what we're doing and receive you any time, and I thank the Lord you're living.
Fine, Mr. President. Fine.